Good morning, it's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. An Alabama state senator wants to require drivers to stay 3 feet away from bicyclists after a recent fatal crash. Republican State Senator Arthur Orr of Decatur tells the Decatur Daily that he hopes lawmakers will approve a 3-foot bill in 2015. Orr says he plans to introduce a bill if no one else does. The issue has captured attention recently. Rufus Daniel Nix was charged in June with vehicular homicide in the death of Walter Dennis Hamm. Police have said Hamm was riding his bicycle on Upper River Road near Priceville in July 2013 when 85-year-old Nix struck him while driving. Orr says any law's goal should be education, not punishment. He says bicyclists and motorists have to share the road. An Alabama state senator will be speaking to a congressional subcommittee about making changes in prisons. State Senator Cam Ward is chairman of Alabama's new prison reform task force. He'll be speaking at a hearing on prison reform before the House Judiciary Committee's Crime Subcommittee. Ward says one thing about prison reform, whether it's at the state or federal level, is that it's going to take some time.
Well, it's going to be a slow turnaround, I can tell you, because it took a long time to get into this mess. It's going to take us a long time to get back out of it. So it won't be anything that happens fast. However, I think one thing that can be done is examining the pardon and parole process, how we're currently handling parole situations.
Ward says another thing is handling the expansion of some programs that have proven not only successful but inexpensive. Ward is one of three state legislators who was invited to speak before the subcommittee. Most Alabamians were probably hoping the U.S. would win the World Cup soccer championship. However, Germany's victory might be a nice consolation prize. Alabama has a sizable German population because of its ties to the aerospace industry and companies like Mercedes-Benz and ThyssenKrupp Steel. Michael Johnson is the honorary German consul for Alabama and a longtime FIFA employee. He talked before the match about what a World Cup win would mean for Germans.
This ability to say, I'm German and I'm proud, look at what we've done, look at what we've accomplished, and for them to be able to share that with the rest of the world. So it's a positive beyond just what happens on the field.
Alabama has strong ties to Germany, as did the American soccer team. They were coached by a German and had 5 Germans on their squad. Germany defeated Argentina in yesterday's World Cup final 1-0. Organizers of the Bay Fest in Mobile have announced a lineup for the 20th annual music festival that includes country group Alabama, Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Performers also include CeeLo Green, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Ludacris, and Thompson Square. Organizers announced the lineup Friday, but they expect to add one more headliner. The festival is scheduled October 3rd through the 5th in downtown Mobile. Now for a look at the day's weather, here is WVUA's Peter Crank.
Another warm and muggy day for us on Monday with temperatures in the lower 90s, partly cloudy skies for us during the afternoon, but a cold front will be making its way towards the area, so we'll expect storms Monday night into Tuesday, lows in the low to mid 70s Monday night. Tuesday, with those showers and storms throughout the area, we'll see highs in the mid 80s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.